Hachette Audio presents Lady Luck, written by Kristen Ashley, read by Emma Taylor. Chapter 1. A Miracle. My cell rang. I snatched it off the passenger seat, looked at the display, and it said, "Shift calling." I sighed. I flipped it open, my other arm twisting so I could look at my watch. 12:02. Shift was impatient, as usual. "Hey," I said into the phone. "He out?" My eyes went out the passenger side window, through the two guard towers, down the long tunnel created by two sides of high, cinder-block-walled fence topped with razor wire circling through lines of barbed wire, the heat sweltering on the day, making the air down that open, empty tunnel wave and shimmer. "Nope," I answered.
"Fuck," Shift clipped. "What's taking so fucking long? He's supposed to be released at noon."
"Shift, it's noon 02, I told him.
"Yeah, so?"
he asked back, sounding pissed and impatient.
"They're releasing him from prison. I doubt he's sticking around for a going-away party."
I doubted that, too. "I'll call," I promised.
"They got 7 minutes,
he threatened, and I stifled a sigh. This was Shift. He was 1,000 miles away. He was a full-time pimp-slash-drug dealer and part-time asshole. Though, that said, he put far more effort into being an asshole than his other occupations. And he thought he had some sway over the California Corrections Department. "All right," I said.
"Call me the minute that brother breathes free air,"
he bit off and hung up. I flipped my phone shut, wondering, for the 7,000th time, why the fuck I was doing this. I came up with no answers except for the fact that when Ronnie was murdered, he'd left me with one thing. Shift. I would have preferred a vast estate, a fortune in jewels, or, perhaps, nothing. I got Shift. And although after Ronnie died, I wanted nothing to do with that part of his life, I wanted to move on, turn my back on it all. Shift wouldn't allow that. If Shift got his talons in you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?